to curated advice on better living. Get different perspectives on personal development, like healthy habits, mindset, relationships, functional movement, and biohacking. If you're looking to improve your life, but you're overwhelmed by the endless sea of self-help content, you've found your new home. We'll talk to all sorts of people from other cultures, accessing different philosophies, real people's stories, and the lessons they've learned along the way. This is the Curated Advice on Better Living podcast. And now your host, Khaled Sultan.
I just kept imagining myself, you know, being carried to be buried and people complaining instead of them praying for me and for my, you know, me going to heaven, salvation, whatever. They're just complaining about how heavy I am. And when they go back to their homes or friends or families, they're just going to remember me as that guy that almost broke their backs while they're carrying them. And so that's when I decided, okay, I need to change.
So from that point to competing in CrossFit competitions and becoming a CrossFit influencer, or what do you call that? I know, how do you refer to
people? Was like, oh, you're a CrossFit influencer. I'm like, CrossFit is a bubble, and anyone who's famous in CrossFit is just famous in CrossFit, like not outside of it,
right?
And so yeah, CrossFit mini celebrity, like mini celebrity in the CrossFit circles. And people say like you're an influencer. I'm like, I don't know, like if I'm influencing people, okay, I'll take the influencer title. But you know, it's being used very loosely and these days, like for everyone is an influencer. And
because I definitely noticed the same thing, and a lot of people have.
So influencers literally influence. So I would have to affect your choices of like purchases or life or whatever. You watch me and you try to imitate me. You watch me and you try to be like me.
It just seems like every day someone's trying to sell you something.
Yeah, every day. And it's really? Do you need to buy that? Like, it doesn't make sense.
No, it definitely doesn't. Okay, now we understand why you wanted to lose the weight. But how long was that journey? Because I mean, it's a long road.
If I will consider the surgeries that I got as beginning of that journey, then I would say it was 10 years in the making. 2011, that's when I had my first gastric sleeve surgery. It lasted for a couple of years. I lost like 45 to 50 kgs and then gained like more than 50% of it back. I wasn't at 198, but I was at like 176, I think. And in my mind, I was like, hey, at least it's not 198.
Yeah, so you still had that relaxed mindset.
Yeah. And then I wanted to be active, but I didn't like having a personal trainer that I go train with in the gym. Then I was visiting Kuwait one time and a friend of mine took me to this place. He's like, let's go try something new. And then we get to this place and they were like literally dudes shirtless, just screaming and throwing barbells around and going outside and running and coming back and throwing barbells again. And I was like, what is going on? He told me, this is CrossFit. You don't want that. Let's go do boot camp. We did boot camp. And then I was still fascinated about what's going on with CrossFit. When I came back to Doha, I Googled it. I found this video, what is CrossFit? That was done by CrossFit.com. In it, they have people like with all different shapes and ages and sizes. They're saying that CrossFit can work for anybody. I tried to find CrossFit space in Doha and I found a couple. I tried one, I didn't like it. And then I went to the other one and the rest is history. And I've been addicted ever since. In the beginning of CrossFit, it was for me, it was like, hey, I'm training this hard and maybe I shouldn't be caring about what I eat. Mm-hmm. And I was traveling one time to the UK and I was dropping in at a CrossFit box and they had a free consultation with the nutritionist. And I go to the nutritionist and I speak to him and I explain everything to him and he's like, you should be eating to perform, not just eat because you perform. Like he said, you should be fueling your body so that it can do the workouts that you're doing, not eating because it's doing these workouts.
So not an excuse to just eat.
Yeah. And then he gave me the formula of how to have a healthy relationship with food. When I learned that, the weight started coming off. I started working with him and I was losing around 3 kgs to 4 kgs a month. And I was telling him that I'm losing, but it's very slowly. And then he was like, that's how it should be. the slower you lose it, the slower you'll get it back. Like, you're not going to get it back as fast.
What are some things you've learned when it comes to people? I know over time, like, we discover new things when it comes to ourselves or people. What's something that you've come across recently?
No man is an island. As much as our different personalities can be of, you know, introverts, extroverts, loners, like even loners, I don't think anyone can survive just by being alone or being separated from people. So you kind of need people around you. You need your support system.
You believe in, like, that we're social creatures, we're communities.
Yes, we're social creatures. As much as I told you before, I identify as an introvert, but like I'm comfortable being by myself. I'm comfortable, you know, spending days on end alone, but like, I'm not going to lie. I don't think I would like it if, for example, I'm the only one living in this block. Yeah, I'm separating myself from people, but like I know there are people around. I don't know. So like, you need people around you. You need people to be there for you as a support system.
Right.
Whether you're, you know, on your weight loss journey, whether like when I lost my father last year, even though like I had some condolence messages here and there, I wanted people to be around me. I wanted people to care for me. I wanted people to be like, are you okay?
And like, honestly, you expect people to be there for you because you would do the same.
I would do the same.
And you know what you're willing to do for other people. So when the time comes,
you want them to be there for you. And sometimes like when I was expressing my disappointment, I think it was a sister of mine, and I told her that, and she's like, everyone has their excuses. If you were not there for me in a time like this, I lost a parent, when will you be there? Like, when should I expect you to be there?
And this also goes to the notion of like expectations.
Yeah.
You know, are expectations bad? Are they harmful?
Yeah.
Should we have expectations of people, or should we just completely let go of that?
For me, what clicked was people are not obligated to give you anything, and you should not expect people to give you anything, you know, to care for you or to do these things. So when that happens, that's a person that really cares, if that makes any sense.
So you let go of your expectations.
Yeah. And then, but I appreciate the ones. So I'm like, okay, Khaled, you're not supposed to call me about my dad. You're not supposed to, you know, tell me about this. I'm not expecting anything from you. So when you do it, because I know that you don't have to, I appreciate that.
Because it was genuine.
Because it was genuine. I mean, you could have said, I don't really care. He's not my dad.
Just because someone's going through it and you think, oh, it has nothing to do with me, I don't care, and you have no sympathy.
Yeah. I'll tell you something about my, I don't know if I told people about it, but it's up to you to decide. I had, I was a member of a CrossFit gym in Doha because of the pandemic. And when they opened up trainings, they opened up training in open facilities. So there was only one gym in Doha that had the open facility at the time. So I joined that gym during that time. My father passed away also during these times. The people from the original gym that I was a member of, at least from the coaches, no one reached out with any condolences or whatever.
Nothing.
Mind you, a month before the pandemic, one of that coaches asked to borrow my car to move equipment from one gym to the next.
Wow, a solid favor.
And I was also speaking to some friends and I was telling them, can you believe, you know, coach this and this, they haven't, you know, reached out or whatever. And then my friend was like, yeah, maybe they don't know how to deal with people. A month and a half or so after that, a friend of ours who is a member of the gym dies in an accident. He was having a routine operation, and I think they cut something and he bled on the table. Yeah, and he's a member of the community. Those same people that did not, someone was saying that they don't know how to deal with these situations, all of a sudden, all over Instagram, all over social media, they're paying tributes to this guy that I lost. He was my friend, and I will forever remember him. And I'm not trying to compare, but you didn't even bother. Like, I didn't want any tribute in social media. You didn't even bother checking up on me and seeing if I was okay or not. So my friend circle just gets smaller, smaller by the day. Yeah. I think I told you maybe before, like, the people that were checking up on me during that time are people that I can count on my fingers. One of those people is someone I met a month ago, like literally a month ago. And he was someone who was calling or texting. And he was telling me, I've never been in a situation like this. I don't know how to respond. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Dude, that's, you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Is that out of the people that you expect to check up on you, it was a guy that you've known for 1 month that
totally
was checking up on you the whole time. So it's like, sometimes it's not necessarily the time you know someone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just the quality.
It's the quality of time. Again, with relationships and with people, you always, you're on a learning curve, right? Like you're never, you think you'd figure it out, but you never figured it out.
Just constantly getting surprised, honestly.
Yeah,
constantly.
You will always be surprised. Like you will fell out with someone over really, really minuscule things. And it's funny how many times someone has an issue with me because we are not that close. They say that. How many times I always thought that I was closer with someone than they're thinking.
To be honest with you, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to hear someone express that because it's one of those things that I think about.
Yeah.
But it's just, I never talk about it.
If I talk about it, like, am I being dramatic? Am I not? Like, there are so many times that I was embarrassed that I thought I was closer to people than what they have in their mind for me.
Yeah. And when there's like expectations and stuff, like there's only disappointment.
Yeah. I had someone telling me, just because you came into my house and you sat inside and you spoke to my dad and you're friends with my mom and my siblings, that doesn't make us close. I was like, if that doesn't make us close, I don't know.
Does.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Basically, what you're saying is you're constantly learning when it comes to people.
Yeah, constantly.
And like, I always feel like, wow, like I'm getting to know people better, but it's, you're just, man, you constantly get surprised.
It's never a straight line or like a linear equation or whatever that, oh, the older I get, like the better I know, like not disappointed, just surprised and blindsided by other, whether good stuff or bad stuff from people.
First thing Jassim said to me when I came in was like, excuse the mess. When we got here, the couch next to us has a bunch of t-shirts. Really nice t-shirts. It's a lot of t-shirts for one person.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm seeing a theme here.
What it is.
You literally have, allegedly, the biggest shoe collection in Doha,
but
allegedly.
It's true.
But you challenge anyone. And honestly, I haven't seen a bigger shoe collection. There's floors of shoes, hallways of shoes. Shoes in boxes.
Yeah. And then you think it makes sense that because of that also, there's a lot of shirts. Again, like philosophically speaking, I think this is like my fortress. When I'm here, when I'm surrounded by all these shoes, all these clothes, this is my defense mechanism manifested into reality.
Okay.
I don't know,
like your little bubble, like your little tent, you know.
Yeah,
you're in your own zone, you know. Everybody needs their own zone.
My protective zone,
man. So like, for people out there, you know, that are listening, like, what's your advice on how to live a better life?
So one word, I think, when you know, you have all these fitness experts and coaches and online fitnessistas and all those people seem to not mention a lot, is consistency. Yes, you can start changing the way you eat. Yes, you can find a program that suits you when it comes to working out. Yes, you can do all these things. But if you are not consistent, if you're looking for a long term, you need to be consistent. That's what they mean when they tell you it's a lifestyle. If you're not consistent, making sure that you are achieving the same goals every day or the same objectives every day.
People always have these unrealistic expectations of things. Like they think, quick weight loss, get rich quick. The reality is things take time.
Yes.
Things take time.
I'm not saying that, like, yeah, for me, it took this 10 years of a trial and error and different and trying different things until I find something that works for me. I'm not saying that everyone will go through that extreme of time. If it took you that much time, all these years to put on that weight, why do you believe that it will take you less than that to lose it?
To lose it, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, bad habits are easier to pick up, but it's harder to develop good habits. It's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is. And I don't know if this is how we were designed to be challenged, but yeah, it takes time. What can we do? We just have to play the game. And I remember, like, you know, we were talking earlier about if you're thinking that what you're doing is a diet to lose weight, a diet doesn't last you for that.
Yeah.
So it should be a lifestyle. But if you view it as a diet,
just the whole idea of diet is restrict. Like you feel like, oh, for 6 weeks, I can't do this. And it's always extreme. What you're saying is like, develop something that works for you, that's reasonable,
exactly.
Even if it takes longer.
Exactly. It shouldn't be like a diet. It should be like a way of life of I don't know how many calories, because it's always about calories intake and calories in minus calorie out. And that's how you lose the weight. No matter through keto, Atkins, all these different diets, it's all calories in, calories out, that equation.
Mm.
So why don't you find a way to do it on a daily basis?
What about when it comes to nutrition? Do you believe that all nutrition is like equal? Because with the whole calorie thing, it's like, if as long as I eat less calories than I burn, I'm going to lose weight. So I can just eat whatever I want to eat. And they don't focus on the quality of the food.
That also will work, right? But how long can you sustain that mentality? If you're not doing, I'm doing the, like, I have this this percentage of carb, protein, fat in my diet. Just because it works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you, doesn't mean it's going to work for him. But if you can do it, like I said, if you can do it and sustain it, maybe.
You have to find what works for you at the end of the day. And what works for you doesn't necessarily work for someone else.
Yeah. I remember when we were growing up, the conventional gyms here, if you go to personal trainer, to whatever, to want to lose weight or you want to bulk up, they'll give you this paper with like a month diet for you. And I remember all of us had the same. Like it was five of us. I remember we joined that gym one time and we all got the same. So it was like, do I eat as the same as Khalid, as the same as Muhammad, as the same as
Ali? It's not
like,
as personalized.
Yeah, it's not as personalized. It's just something general.
Yeah, exactly.
It was famous because it's like boiled eggs for breakfast and chicken breast for lunch.
Very boring.
Yeah, everyone gets chicken breast.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Curated Advice on Better Living. It's our passion to interview guests on their experiences to bring you different perspectives on personal development, on everything from healthy habits to mindset to relationships to functional movement and biohacking. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we hope you've gotten some information that can change your mindset. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, we'll leave you with this from Bruce Lee.
Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.